Hello, this is Chris DiCenso from Growth Strategy Partners with another Growth Minute. I was at a conference recently, and in the audience, the owners were asking a lot of questions, and one of the questions intrigued me, and the question was, why grow? Why grow my business? I'm doing well. You know, why stress out? Why push too hard and grow? And I thought that was a really good question. I actually had good debate, and I thought I'd answer here, why grow? And there's 3 points I'd like to make. First is that growth is not an option. The second is it's growth relative to competition. What they're doing is what's really more important. And the third thing, it's about the pace of growth that's important. But before we get into those three, let's first define what growth is, because more often than not, when someone uses the word growth, they're thinking about purely the revenue growth. Well, at Growth Strategy Partners, we actually talk about growth in three areas. One is the revenue growth. But second is the profit growth, and the third is actually the growth of the talent or the people in your business. So when we talk about growth, we're going to talk about revenue growth, profit growth, and talent growth. So let's talk about why grow. Let's talk about why it's not an option. And why it's not an option is really from an economic perspective. Most of us, I don't know many businesses that don't have either materials or people in their business, and material prices will be going up. We know health insurance is going up. You've got general costs of inflation. And then you've got people in the business that ideally would like to increase their cost of living, if not get some raises or salary increases. You know, 1-3%, if that alone in salary, how is that going to be accounted for in your business if you're not growing your revenues or growing your profits? So economically, you really don't have an option. Well, actually, you do have an option. The option is just to continue losing profits. So that's why we say, first of all, growth is really not an option. But let's talk about the second piece, which is the growth relative to your competition is really what's most important. Because, you know, when you talk about growth, it's not an absolute what your business is doing, but it's how you're doing relative to the competition. We were talking to an owner recently, and the owner was very happy because he said he just grew 16% last year. And my response to him was, oh, it's too bad. And he kind of looked at me very weird, saying, well, wait, I grew 16%. That's pretty good. I said, yes, but I know your industry on average was growing 21%. So in effect, you weren't growing. In fact, you know, they're obviously just riding the tide of demand, but doing nothing in their business to capture more sales and not knowing what their profits were. So this relative competition to growth is what's important. What are your customers doing? If they're growing faster, your competitors. If your competitors are growing faster than you are, they're taking your customers. You know, and you're losing. And, you know, we call it market share, but it's customers. And the second piece on the competition side is that great people want to be part of a great company. And a great company is usually one that's growing. They want advancement. When you've got some great people that are doing well, they want some advancement, not just salary, but title-wise. So how do you do that if the business isn't growing and expanding and creating more opportunities for these people? So if you are not growing, you're losing some ability to keep your great people. The third piece on the competitive side, if you're not growing, and we're going to focus now on the profit side, growing, becoming more efficient at what you do, then you're not getting more competitive. In fact, you're losing a competitive advantage if your competition is improving their profitability, their processes, how they get sales, how they deliver sales. So you need to grow the profit line of your business in order to remain competitive. The third piece is the pace of growth. And this, again, is what's most important. As we talk about the competition and we talk about the industry, when you think about companies making money, it's usually because they have the right amount of products and services for the demand. When they have too many products or services or people for the demands, they lose profits, and they don't have enough, and demand's increasing, they're not making the profits that they should be. So it's this pace of growth that's most important. In setting a goal of saying I'm going to grow 5, 6, 7, 10% a year, you know, that's a flat growth rate. That's not what happens in industry. It goes faster some years, and then it slows down. So it's the pace that you have to identify that's most important. That's what really going to maximize profits. So the pace is really what's important relative to what your competition's doing and what's going on in the industry. So let's summarize. Why grow? You need to grow economically, otherwise you lose profits. You need to grow to remain competitive. But most importantly, it's the pace of growth that's important to be successful. So the question I have for you listening here is this. Have you documented and shared what your growth goals and strategies are for your company with your leadership team and your company as a whole? Because if not, what's everybody doing? This is Chris DeCenzo from Growth Strategy Partners. Thank you for listening in. If you want to learn more on how to improve the revenues and profit performance of your business and basically make it much easier to manage your business, visit us at growthstrategypartners.com under the Resources tab, and you'll see more podcasts and videos and articles on how to grow the performance of your business. This is Chris DeCenzo, Growth Strategy Partners. Our business is growing yours. Thank you. Add this section to replace the first 7 seconds. Hi, this is Chris DeCenzo from Growth Strategy Partners. We're a management consulting firm accelerating the revenue, profit, and organizational performance of privately held businesses by implementing our research-based 7 keys to growth. This podcast is designed for presidents, CEOs, and senior execs at privately held and family businesses.